This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities taking a look at the cattle markets for Tuesday, January 18th. Well, we had cattle markets last week a little bit higher. Live cattle for the week were up 65, feeders were up 60. So live cattle looked like they were making more of an effort to get a bounce after putting in a fairly decent sell-off the week prior. We spent last week pushing higher, but not having a lot to show for it. With feeder cattle, you ended up about the same amount higher, but they were basically just flat for the week. So not a lot of energy to the markets last week. Even with the grain markets coming under a fair amount of pressure, feeder cattle really couldn't take advantage of that. And that's obviously a red flag. But I think in the bigger picture, the feeder cattle market is going to follow live cattle for the most part. And unless corn takes a big jump up, the feeders will be pretty comfortable following cattle. And as far as corn goes, we are getting good rains across South America through this week, and it looks like if nothing else, you'll stop the deterioration in that crop. We do know there's been quite a bit of damage done to the crop because of the hot and dry conditions, and that's up into Brazil as well. But for Brazil, they'll have another season of crop, which is where they grow most of their corn and most of the exportable supply. So obviously, they're hoping that the rains come in time for that season to kick off, which is just around the corner. But the weather patterns that brought in those hot and dry conditions doesn't appear to be leaving anytime soon. The La Nina conditions apparently are going to be around until May. That's kind of the latest what we're hearing. It had been by March they were suggesting that it would start to diminish, but now they're stretching it out to May. That's a long time yet for La Nina to stay intact, and obviously could create much more havoc, and it's already created a great deal of havoc. But not only does it pose a problem for South American corn production and affect feed grain prices worldwide, it also, La Nina tends to create dry conditions across the southwest and into the southern plains. That has been happening these past few months. And if indeed it's going to last until May, that's not a good sign for pasture prospects or hay prospects across much of cattle country. So there is, I think, where the crux of our future depends, is that if you can get the rains and get the pastures back in shape, I think we'll be fine, and I think the bull market in cattle will finally start to take hold. If not, I don't see any other option other than to have another round of herd liquidation, and this time it's coming in an area that houses most of the cattle crop across the country. You know, all the other areas we've seen drought conditions over the last couple of years. 2 years ago, it was the West Coast, pretty much across the whole West Coast. And last year, of course, it was the Northern Plains. Well, fortunately, we had good grazing and hay conditions in the Southern and Central Plains. And so, of course, if these dry conditions continue in the South, that poses a huge problem. And I think it's just going to force another round of liquidation, which adds another layer of pressure and another leg down into the markets. So that's what we're looking for. And of course, that's just around the corner. You know, it's not just a few weeks away before you're really going to have to start making some hard decisions on winter wheat grazing and pasture conditions as well. In the meantime, cash markets last week were a bit lower. The Fed trade looks to have settled in right around 137 nationwide on an average, which would have been down 2 from the previous week. Dress trade at 218 was also down 2. But box beef values had a strong week. For the week, choice was up 12.5, select was up 13. We're sitting at 284 on the choice and 274 on select. Yesterday, we had some box beef valuations as well. Choice was up 355 at 288. Select was up 308 at 277. The spread is sitting at 1081, which has been improving over the last few sessions. Movement was 108 loads yesterday. So for the last couple weeks, since the beginning of the year, box beef values have been up every day. And we've had the choice up $22, which is an 8% rally. since the first of the year. Select is up $18, which is a 7% rally. In the meantime, cash fed prices have dropped $4, which is down 3%. Dress trade has dropped $3, which is down 1%. So you can see the divergence going on there again. This is a familiar story, and it comes back to COVID, basically, that packing plants can't keep fully staffed. They can't keep production running at full capacity. And now we're starting to see the results of that again. They just can't process as many cattle, so it's backing them up in the feedlots. They're just not taking as many. And box beef supply, of course, is dropping and values are going higher. So profits are massive, you know, or increasing significantly again, even though it's on lower volume. So, but either way, we're seeing this divergence going on, and of course the producer is not able to participate in that at all. So hopefully we'll get that cleared out. Obviously you need to get COVID behind us before we can have some confidence in the labor supply and in supply chains and the whole nine yards. In the meantime, I'm kind of thinking that cattle are going to continue to push lower. If we haven't been able to stage a rally in feeder cattle when corn and wheat and everything else was under a great deal of pressure, it's not a good sign. I think there's still more pressure to come in live cattle and feeder cattle, at least in the short term. If you have any questions, feel free to call 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.